Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shortly after, he replied with, "Hang on." Then he eventually called me back. I was breathing heavily!
No!
We thrive in an a cappella group, I think.
Oh my God. Mm. What a twist and turn that would have been to our lives.
Real
See,
twist.
The problem is the UK, I feel like the a cappella community doesn't really exist. I mean, it's
quite
must
small,
do.
Quite small.
I just feel like it's quite small. Like if we went to uni, say if we went to Bristol University.
Just be an a cappella group.
Yeah, I mean, there must be. But I feel like in America, it's like, da, da, yeah. da, 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 I do a cappella, do
acapella.
You? I'm in the,
the beta high gamma.
Well, what's this, like, a sing, what was they called on Pitch Perfect?
We're part of the trumpets. We're the lady trumpets. We're the champion ladies.
Treble.
We're the treble threats.
We're the treble trumpets. We're part of the treble trumpets. What would be our song that we would do? The a cappella group's just me and you.
It's a double act.
I can get low.
It's a shit double act.
I can also get high.
You can get very high. I think and you're going to have to go high and I'm going to have to go low.
And you've got the lyrics. Because we need to do lyrics. So what we're going
to
sing.
Have to learn to beatbox or something. Try and recruit some new members. So happy Wednesday, everyone.
Yes.
We are feeling refreshed.
We are.
Chinsy's got some new trainers
on. I have, and I was going to say, I've got some silver kicks.
Silver kicks. Talk us through.
Oh, God, okay.
The dad shoe is a phenomenon, isn't it?
These are called the Valeros.
Is that what they're called?
I believe so. Hmm. These are called the Valeros. They're Nikes.
Gorgeous, very
I'm just
cool, very trendy.
Thank you. Obviously,
very stylish.
It's April now. Ugg season is. I'm
Bye-bye.
Trying to resist the urge to just be constantly wearing Uggs.
It's time to stop wearing them, I think, April. Mm-hmm. Let's get past it. Put back on again in October.
That's why I thought I'd treat myself to a pair of Valeros.
Valeros.
Valero sounds they like a member of our a cappella band.
And my name's Valero.
And I'm Valero.
The pleasure's mine.
No, no, no. The pleasure's all mine. Valero.
And I'm Valero. It's quite a nice name, actually.
Gorgeous name.
Valero. It's like Valero, Val.
Well, it's like Valeria. Would be.
We were in Space NK yesterday. And what did she say?
Vesuvia. She was calling the lady over. Christina. Christina.
She sang.
I've got a VIP.
got a VIP card. Oh, God.
How embarrassing. Oh. You know, I'm very important to me. Mm.
Sorry, what's your name?
Oh, no, we love Space NK.
Yes, so I'm rocking the Valeros today. Mm.
I'm not sure whether I'm wearing a pajama.
You're not.
But we're going with it. These are from...
It's giving now, army chic.
It's giving army chic, cool girl chic. Uh-huh. These are from a brand called... I love them so much. I got a massive package. It was the best package. They also... It was actually really sweet. They also said,
so nice.
We've included some extra larges for Brian.
Oh,
and he was...
Wow.
I've never seen him so happy. He was that thrilled.
You know,
he loves this kind of shit.
It's nice when people think of others.
Yeah, he was delighted. And they
lovely.
Are from Speltham. S-P-E-L-T... H-A-M.
Spelton.
And they do shorts. It's ooh, like boxers. You ooh. Know when you like want the cool boxers?
Big boxer vibe.
And these are the long ones. So I have, yeah, been wearing them around the house to sleep.
Oh, yes.
But I've got them on
Spelton.
Today out of the house. So
nice. They
yeah.
look really comfortable.
They're very comfy and they're very soft. I think, yeah. Not sure if they're made to be worn out of the house, but I think,
well,
they, I think
they
could be.
Well, they match your bomber very, very well.
It's loungewear. So loungewear can be worn outside.
Absolutely. And I'm wearing my Kith
lounge
jumper.
Sleepwear.
This is my Kith jumper that I spilled katsu on.
Katsu.
And katsu stains, tell
katsu
you that.
Katsu stains.
So I dropped it down on my front and then it got caught in my arm. So it was all under the arm and all down the side.
I don't really know how that happened.
I don't know how it happened.
Mm.
I didn't see it happen. I just saw it on me.
Saw that hair.
It
blocks
is.
Your vision sometimes.
I think so. And, you know, when I'm, you know... Just eating my katsu.
With Valeria.
Valeria. Anything can happen.
True.
But I got the stains out.
Boy talk. Welcome
great
back.
Question of the week. We were reminiscing actually after this question of the week, weren't we? Big
it brought
time.
Back some memories.
It
big
did.
Time.
It makes you think. Sometimes you don't want to think about this stuff. But it's a great story to tell.
Great story to tell. So our
question
of the week.
We really should.
Is,
we need to find Valero.
Tell us your most awkward run-in with an ex. Have you ever had an awkward run-in with an ex?
Never.
Thank
Me
you. Me neither. We haven't.
Thank you. No, there was never. I will tell you one time.
You've seen my ex and I've seen your ex.
Yes.
But I've not seen mine and you've not seen yours.
No, but do you remember that one time when I saw that one boy who I was in love with in the club? But I had a new boyfriend. He was not good. I was like 19. I was very young. It was my first love-bombed experience.
Mm, before the term was even...
And I remember that was the last time I ever saw him. Because obviously he broke up. He didn't want anything to do with me. And then it
well,
must
no,
have been...
he did, but you we drew boundaries.
Of course.
He
did
wanted
he
a friends with benefits, remember?
Oh, of course. See, I know.
And we had to hold firm.
Well, yeah, we did. He was not good news, but he was great. He wasn't good.
He
but then
charming.
We saw him and it made me cry. Brought me to tears, even though I had no
oh,
boyfriend.
Oh shit! I know what you're talking about. I was there.
Yes, you were there. You had to take me
it's
home.
New Year's Eve.
Yes, it was something.
Fuck.
And then my
I forgot all about that.
And then my horrible boyfriend at the time was just horrible.
Yeah.
It's because I was realizing that my boyfriend was horrible at the time, and then
there's a lot going on.
And then I saw obviously the boy who you know I loved him, and
he was horrible too. No, he was different.
Well, he just didn't want to be with me, but he wasn't me.
He didn't want to commit.
He didn't want to commit, but we were young. But then he I don't know. And then he was trying to come over, and then I just had to leave.
Took you home.
Yeah.
I remember it well.
So that
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Never been out on New Year since.
But then obviously my boyfriend, he didn't know who that guy was. He didn't know that was
stressed.
The situation.
Yeah.
Because I'd not seen him.
No.
That
just
must have been 6 years
when
ago.
When you see someone, because it's like, oh my God, do you still exist?
Well, especially, yeah, and that was, you know.
It's like the last time
I
saw you, things were very different.
I was vulnerable. I was with a boyfriend who was, you know, I didn't really want to be with him. And then you see someone who, you know, you once really liked.
Yeah. It takes you back.
It does. And when you're just alcohol fueled.
Oh, yeah, heightens everything.
But other than that, I've never run into an ex. I saw Sophia's ex.
She did.
Oh, that was fantastic.
She did.
Oh, it was great. It was just what we needed at the time, though, wasn't it?
It was brilliant.
Yeah, because I was like, oh my God.
And I was like,
it was at the gym
no.
as well. And he'd grown
we must have said this before, you grew a big moustache.
You remember you said, I've seen him, he looks terrible.
Well, that's what you want to hear.
That's exactly and it, what
and
you
did.
Want to
it
hear.
It was shocking. You know, he'd never had a bit. He had a big, thick moustache. And, you know, it was obviously.
He's obviously going through something.
It was a new, you know, faith on
a new era.
Yeah, it was a new thing.
Yeah, oh, bless him.
Oh, bless him. Aww. And I tried to take. I remember trying to take a picture of him.
I know.
Oh no! I was on FaceTime too. I was on the balcony, and I spun it around. But
I was like, "Show
so
me, show
small.
Me, show me."
Basically, I was on the balcony.
In the
gym. Dream was too late, and then on the balcony, you're like, I was on the treadmill. You know, you can look over the balcony and watch everyone. It's quite a good, like,
it's a good spot.
It's a good spot when you're doing boring cardio because you can people watch. Mm. But it was too high up for Soph to actually see.
Yeah, so I've never had no. running with an ex.
And neither have I, other than that one time.
Yeah.
And you know why that is?
Yes, tell us.
It's because, it's great. It's because the universe, your paths were never meant to cross. Therefore, when you break up, you're not running into each other again because you're on completely different paths.
Whereas in different realities.
You're following your own destinies separately as it was meant to be.
They should never have crossed in the first place.
If you are running into an ex multiple times, maybe there is something in that then.
Maybe.
Because that is that not the red string?
Invisible string.
Invisible string. What's the red string?
I don't know what red string is.
It's the invisible string.
Red string's giving.
Is the red string not the invisible string? I've been saying red string.
Red string reminds me of, no.
Of what?
Tampons.
Oh, well, when you've got the red string. Oh God, it's time to change.
Ooh, red string.
Okay, thank
invisible
you.
Invisible string.
That's a full tampon, that is.
Yeah, that's a full one.
Yeah, that's a heavy day. Mm. The invisible string. That is a heavy day though, isn't it? When it reaches the entirety of the string.
Day two is usually the heavy day for me.
Day one is my heavy day. Well, no, day one and two.
But day one pretty much count. Done.
Actually, no, it's day two technically. Because the first day, it's like a tiny little spot. It's like, oh my God, here we go.
Yeah, it's a
hurricane blood.
Buckle in.
Yeah, day two.
And we're so synced now, you know, guys.
Oh, we're blood sisters.
We're blood
it's
sisters.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Blood witches. Witches of the full moon.
Yeah. It's kind of good though, because it also means that our seasons are in line as well.
What's that mean?
Like, because our periods happen virtually on the same days, then the rest is happening on the same days too. Like, the different phases.
Oh,
the luteal phase.
Of course. The menstruation phase.
Yeah, all those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. We've
yes, so if you are running into your ex, maybe there is something in that, unless you're seeking them out, so it doesn't count. Mm. It has to be a genuine run.
Or unless you're at school and you're at the same class.
If they're at your workplace, that doesn't count. It needs to be, am I going about my business? He's going about their business or whoever.
And what are you doing
what
here?
What the fuck are you
Did
doing
not
in this
think I was going to see you here.
But if you're not ringing into your ex, it's all thumbs ups. Mm.
Okay, so awkward times you've run into your ex. Let's see what we've got here. Oh my fucking God, we're starting here. When he was a Brian in your Nottingham live show.
I remember it well.
I'm so sorry about that.
Is that our Newcastle lady?
No, she said Nottingham live show.
Oh my God, I apologise sincerely
we apologize
for putting
profusely
you through
that. For
that.
The That's fact terrible. That, I hope he got booed off.
Me
hope
too.
He didn't get picked.
The fact that you paid money to see us.
To see your ex.
Well, you paid money to see us and have a good time, good old time. And we brought your ex onto the stage to date another lady.
Oh, I want to kill her.
Is horrendous.
I'm so sorry about that. Fuck.
Very sorry.
That's terrible.
About that.
We should give you a refund.
We need to do
Send
better.
Send us your PayPal.
Yeah, better background checks on these men.
I was drunkenly shoving a burger into my mouth and he walked past the car and stopped to say hi.
Oh, red string.
Hello. Was out on a date with his friends and ran into him in town. Oh my God, that's awkward.
Just, I would have to avoid it all.
When my mum fell off her bike outside the pub garden he was drinking at. Mum, fucking
mom,
get up. We've got to go. Down an aisle in Waitrose after being in the gym all red and sweaty. Couldn't run or hide.
Oh, it's classic, isn't
God.
It? It's classic.
I was with my boyfriend and my ex had to stop his car at a zebra crossing to let us cross. Oh my God, I would hate that. Oh, I would hate that. Oh, someone's put, I've been waiting for this one. Went to a smear test and my ex from 8 years ago was the GP.
Oh!
No!
He wasn't performing the procedure.
He was the GP.
Oh!
It's nothing he hasn't seen before. Yeah. God, that's not what you want.
It's just medical.
Oh,
it's just strictly medical professional.
I worked as cabin crew and he boarded my flight with his new girlfriend. Oh. Can I get you any refreshments?
Oh,
any peanuts?
No, that's... I'd have to move to the first class area.
He was in front of me at the petrol station and forgot his pin, so he asked me to pay.
Oh.
I'd say sorry.
No, I'd say no favours for Exos.
Absolutely. Apple Pay exists, you know. He turned up to my house uninvited. I was halfway through glam. Oh. You can look a bit crazy halfway through glam too. It's not the time.
Yes, just powdery.
Oh, I tell you, remember when I ran into that boy? Do you remember when I ran into that boy at Tesco's? The boy that I was in love with throughout my whole school career.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
in the big Tesco, Cotton Hill.
It was Tesco, Cotton Hill.
Oh,
late night Tesco run.
God.
This actually gave invisible strength.
You had a nice combo, right?
Yeah, really nice. So there was this boy at school that I just always loved, but it was unrequited. He never loved me back.
He did. He was just busy with other ladies.
He was busy with other ladies.
That's all.
And I remember,
I think he realized you would be a wife, but he wasn't ready for that. And sometimes that's just all it is.
That's all it is.
At the mere age of 15.
Yeah, yeah. Loved this boy so much. And then I remember it had been a couple of years later and I went to Tesco's late night Tesco trip. I was in the car park.
You must have been
old at this point. 21.
Yeah, so it's
21.
Like we're out of school.
21. Went to Tesco's and there was like no one else in the car park. It was dark and there was this van. And I was walking in the shop and I was like getting out my car and he was in the van that I'd like parked next to. And I was like, oh my God, this is the love of my life. And yeah, we had a really nice chat.
Aww.
I don't remember what we spoke about actually. But I remember being like, oh my fucking God. I think I called you straight away.
I remember.
You never guess who I've just run into at Tesco. And it was so exciting. But yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't remember what we spoke about, but I remember it being nice. And I remember thinking, like, you know, I could look worse. I didn't look great, but I thought I could look worse.
He was thinking red string.
Invisible string.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there any other time? No, I've never had a time.
I would love to run into an ex and just look brilliant.
Yeah.
But I feel like that rarely happens.
Yeah, but... I just couldn't even deal with any sort of encounter.
But I wouldn't mind to just be like, no, I don't want to run into you physically.
Just you can see me. I can't see you.
I've drove past.
Yeah, and I'm just like, or I'm walking the streets with, you know, my gorgeous new husband.
Right.
And I'm just looking incredible. Mm. And you just see me.
Through a rainy window.
Like, and I don't
what
see
could have
you.
Been?
And it's like you shed a single tear.
Mm-hmm. Poetic. This is what prompted me. I physically walked into him walking out of Tesco Express, an hour away from our town.
You see, you're not expecting stuff like that. Oh, to be crossing paths by foot.
A city that, in somewhere that is so far away.
Yeah. Is actually, I'd be thinking, hang on.
It's like if you go on holiday and like your neighbours are there and it's like, what the fuck? You don't exist over here. How did you get here? You only exist on our street.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, when else have we had awkward encounters with our exes? I saw my ex in Asda, a lot of supermarket stuff, and tried to hide behind the bread rolls.
That's the problem. If there's one big supermarket in the
city,
we're
all going.
Well, let's say in Nottingham. There's a big Tesco down there and then I might go to the big Asda.
You go into Netherfield Retail Park.
Yeah.
Or if you're in Wesley B, West Bridgeford.
We'll go into
maybe
that.
Maybe go into the big
so
Asda.
So there's not that many choices.
Big Sainsbury's.
You know, and if you like Asda, then there's just that one big Asda. Actually,
there's
there is
one.
Another big Asda, but you
that's
know.
That's different ends. Yeah.
So is it inevitable? I mean, I don't know.
Outside the gym, he was walking in. I was walking out.
Okay.
A work Christmas do in a pub. And I pretended I'd never met this man in my life.
That's how I would be.
He
I
was
think.
In my flat. My roommate invited him round. Fake friend. Holy shit.
Ooh.
In a Chinese takeaway. We're both picking up our orders at the same time.
Oh, that's actually sweet.
Driving past. A lot of people driving past. He was at the bus stop. I was driving past. Oh, that's a good feeling.
beep, beep.
Enjoy the bus. Buses are a great form of travel.
They are.
He worked in Topshop, throwback.
Nice.
And told his friends I was banned.
What the? Come on.
Yeah, a lot of driving. He was driving in front of me the whole way home. Yes. He was driving behind me. I drove past him. Couple more. He was my waiter on a date with my new boyfriend. Oh, I said, we've got to leave this establishment.
We would.
This
would you so leave? Awkward. I would leave.
I would leave. I'd say, oh, come on.
I'd say this is
not going to work today, I'm afraid. Because this is also, not our day. Like,
if I went to a restaurant and then it was my new boyfriend's ex serving us, like, this is, I'm not enjoying myself.
I'm not having a good meal.
No, like, I'm not enjoying my feeling eyes on us. You're now.
Yeah, eyes on you.
There's eyes on us. You're feeling uncomfortable because it's your ex. It's making me feel physically ill because, you know, you had a past and you could be thinking about that right now. And I don't like that. It's best we just go home. Date night's on.
Too right. It's cancelled. I'm leaving.
It is because, yeah, it's just going.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, so on the back of that, we have our first dilemma today. Someone's getting forehead kisses from their exes. So,
and a forehead kiss is so intimate.
It is intimate.
Like, it's like, you're not just...
Not forehead kissing strangers.
Forehead kissing is for, you know, those...
Yeah, they're reserved for special people.
Yeah, reserved for the specialness of the people. So
we've got help. My ex kisses my forehead when he sees me. Wow.
I couldn't help but like duck and flinch
and die.
And go, whoa, mate. Yeah. Matey.
Whoa.
You know, mate.
Scream. Ah.
You're a mate. Well, matey.
At that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a push. Okay. Oh, she's put heartbroken Susan here. I desperately need your advice.
Oh, so we're wanting him back and he's still showing you signs of affection and it's confusing.
Possibly,
is that where
yeah.
we are at?
Me and Brian had been together for over 2 years. Oh my God, this is quite sad.
Oh.
And one morning I woke up to a breakup text out of the blue. That was in January.
Oh,
you can't do that.
Breakup
text out the blue after 2 years.
Oh, that's actually my worst nightmare.
Unless we're 14, that's not acceptable.
That is...
It was so unexpected. I was absolutely heartbroken as I hadn't seen it coming. Mm. Everything was better than ever. He'd stayed at mine just a week before. Really just out of nowhere.
Petrifying.
His reasoning was that he'd lost feelings and it was unfair on me if he stayed as he wasn't fully committed to the relationship.
And this was all over text.
Which is a valid enough reason, but I just wish he had told me how he was feeling rather than it all coming out in a breakup text.
Yeah.
What makes it even harder is that we both go to the same uni and do the exact same degree, so I see him everywhere.
See, this is something I would not wish upon anyone.
No, like, because it's out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly.
And it's
exactly.
So, like, that's the ultimate cure for a breakup.
That's the only cure.
Out of sight, out of mind.
I think that is the only cure.
Yeah, it's most efficient.
It's time and distance.
It is.
Like,
and if you're seeing them every day, I actually don't know. We've never had to be in that situation.
Touch wood, we've never had to be in that situation. Yeah.
A bit of background. We had both originally chosen different unis, but he had a last minute panic and switched to the same one as me. And in the first term of uni, we did go on a break, but he ended the break early because he said he just felt so sad that in his gut it was wrong, which is also why the breakup was so hard, because he had the opportunity to end it, but then came back. And after that, we were stronger than ever. So I thought,
right,
as he would always want to see me, would tell me he was fully in it and that he loved me, etc., etc.
Right.
So I think they went on a break just before Christmas, but then he said, no, I'm so sad, I miss you so much. I know in my gut this is wrong.
So he'd put you through that over Christmas time, like, you probably
got
weren't
back together
eating.
You're feeling better than ever, things are really
you're thinking,
positive.
Thank God he's chosen me, I can now relax, enjoy my relationship. Come January,
you've got a breakup text.
And then on top of that, you've got to see him multiple times a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
He also said to me that maybe we could get back together in the future.
I'm sorry.
But he just doesn't want it right now, which is just not nice to hear at all.
He can't say stuff like that. No, it's like so you unfair. You either want to be with me because you love me, you can't, you know, cope seeing me move on, or
yeah, can't lose me.
You can't lose me, or like you can't keep me on the back burner. No, I'm heartbroken while you're then dating other girls and sleeping with other girls,
and then
knowing that I have a soft spot for you, saying shit like that to me.
It's so unfair.
It's so unfair. It's like the most unfair thing to say to someone heartbroken.
This is where the forehead kisses start. As when we had finished our conversation, he hugged me and kissed my forehead. Fast forward a couple of weeks, I hadn't seen him around much. That's or good. On any nights out, meaning I was slowly starting to accept the breakup and get over
him. You see, that's what happens when you don't have to see them.
But one week it all changed. Oh. It was a Monday. I was out with my friends. We were having such a fun night until in the club we saw him. God, not alcohol infused makes it so much worse.
Alcohol infused.
First, he walked past us and stroked my arm and said to me, "Hope you're okay."
Ooh, leave me alone. Like, leave me alone.
This was a slightly odd interaction, but at least he didn't ignore me. Okay, so you were quite happy to have been acknowledged. But later that night at the bar, we see him again and I made eye contact. He was mouthing something to me, but I had no idea what he was saying. He then came over to me, hugged me and said, "I'll always care about you," and kissed me on the forehead. "You will always have such a special place in my heart." More kisses on the forehead.
Leave me alone.
Then he left. Stop fucking touching my forehead.
Yeah, the balls are
like, ruining my makeup.
Leave me alone. Like you've broken up with me. It's bullshit. It's like you can see I'm sad in my eyes and you're just fueling my sadness.
I'm here in the club looking at you like crying with my straw.
Yeah. And he's thinking, oh, she's in the palm of my fucking hand.
Yeah.
I always care. I'm sorry. You can't. It's manipulation. It's at this manipulation. Point. It's like, you've just broken up with me. Ignore me, please. Mm. You don't want to be with me.
That's
ignore
him.
Me.
Like, he doesn't want to be with you, because if he did, he'd be with you. But he doesn't want you to move on either.
Yeah.
He wants you to stay
in love. He doesn't
want to
see you, snogger boy.
Pining after him, because he doesn't want to see you move on. But he doesn't want to be with you, because if he did, he would be with you.
So, like, if Sophia had broken up with somebody and then I saw her in the club going, "I always care about you." Like, this poor boy, this poor boy is like noticeably sad. He's got bags under his eyes. He's not slept. Sophia walks
over. He's so
over,
skinny because he's lost. He can't eat. Yeah.
His muscles are dwindling. He's not even been to the gym. Sophia goes and strokes his arm and kisses
giving
his
him all
forehead.
The hope in the world.
"I always care about." Like, I go, "What are you doing? This poor boy. I said, "This poor boy. Look at him.
And you what you've done.
And you're going over to him and giving him hope."
That's what it is. It's false hope.
It's just
cruel.
And it's like, you know that's going to give them like a spark.
He knows you're going to cling on to that.
Yeah.
And
it's cruel. So cruel.
Okay.
Like,
so
where was your friend to just smack him across the face?
Chuck a drink in his face.
Chuck a drink in his face.
Chuck a drink in his face.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've had this thing on this night out.
Right.
And you've not seen him in a couple of weeks. You were starting to get it, but this is kind of sending you back to square one.
Well, it's She's not saying, nice to hear that he still cares about it. Like it's,
no.
It's,
because also,
if you cared about me that much, then be with me.
The next phase of the breakup, like you were starting to accept it.
You were
moving through the grief. It had been a couple of weeks. You're about to move into the anger phase.
Because if we'd have reached that anger phase, what would have happened when we saw him across the room would have been,
it would have been gagging in his
face. It would have been dirty looks.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been gagging. The mates would have been,
it would have been.
Yeah, like he looks gross. And it would have been like, it would be pure disgust.
Yeah. It would have been, you know, revenge. I'm going to kiss someone in front of you. Petty revenge. The best.
Do you know what? If you'd have just snogged someone that night.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
The stuff that would have done to him.
Would have made him crumble.
The power would have been phenomenal.
Yeah.
From yourself. Mm. But we just hadn't reached that anger phase. That's so
sad. We weren't quite there yet.
So, and it's just set you completely back. But we can get there again.
So, more kiss on the forehead. Then he left. She's saying it was the most bizarre thing. That Wednesday of the same week, similar interaction happens, but this is way more significant. Again, out clubbing, everything was all fun until we saw him again in the smoking area. He came over to me.
Leave me alone!
Started a conversation with me.
Leave
At this point, I had quite a few drinks and seeing him made me emotional. Yes. Yeah, it's bound to. And I did shed a few tears when speaking to him, but he held my face and was wiping them away.
Literally leave me alone. Sophia.
Oh my God.
Leave me alone. Take your dirty, clubby cigarette fingers.
You're going to give me acne with your hands
off
on my cheeks.
Off your fat hands.
Get off.
You know, leave me alone. Bert, I'm melting into your heart.
I'm melting in your hands.
Oh, I'm melting.
I would be.
We act like we'd be smacking it. No, we'd be melting into his hands.
I'd be right there in his hands,
into
crying.
Into sticky alcohol.
I just miss you so much.
Oh,
especially after a few drinks.
I mean, he does care.
That's what we're doing. He still cares about me.
But he does, though, because if he didn't give a shit, he wouldn't be doing this. Like, holding your face as you cry. Like, that's really sweet.
He loves you.
Like, he could have, like, snogged Helen right in front of us as I was crying, you know, but he didn't. He wants you back. It's very clear.
So, during our conversation, he kept bringing up that we should go for coffee.
Leave me alone, you master manipulator.
You don't even drink coffee.
Literal master manipulator.
Which is just so bizarre as he ended it. So why would he want to see me?
Master manipulator.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. It is. Master. He's done this before. He's the master at it. Why don't we get a coffee? In this state, a coffee. In this economy.
In this recession. We're uni students. We'll make a coffee at home. We'll put the kettle on.
I'm sorry.
And we'll get our... Dow Eggbert.
But like he thinks he's got all the control, all the power.
He has.
And he does. But he needs to not. We need to take this power back, ladies.
But this is so confusing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You still love this guy. He broke up with you out of the blue. And then you're holding on to everything. Like, you're on those nights out. I'd be thinking, oh my God, he still loves me.
But then
me.
The coffee.
He still cares about me. It's, we're going to be back together.
But he can't.
He regrets his decision.
He can't treat you like this. And then the breakup. And then
it's cruel.
And then I care about, and then the coffee.
We've still got more to read. Let me try and whiz through this. Right. So he suggested a coffee. Anyway, our conversation ended and
fuck your coffee.
I didn't see him for a while. It was until the end of the night that I see him again in the smoking area. He comes to speak to me again. I am very drunk at this point. I'd lost my friend, so I was just with him in the smoking area and he could tell I was quite drunk. So he was telling me to go get an Uber. I left the club, was waiting outside to find my friends and get an Uber until Brian came along and said, let's go for a walk. My feet are killing me. It's cold.
My friends, who I thought were my good friends,
have left me in the hands of this boy.
I was crying. They helped me get drunker and now have left me. Now I'm way more drunk. Now you want to go on a walk.
Where are we walking to? I was in a sad, drunk mood. So I was very emotional with him as I was just finding us not being together really hard. Yeah. And I was really missing him. I'm not quite sure what we spoke about, but we had a very normal conversation. Like, we were back together, laughing, getting along. We were also talking about the breakup. Not once did he say anything about losing feelings, which was his reason for the breakup after all.
Right.
All he really said was that we are just in different places in our lives.
We're not
though. No, we aren't. We're at the same uni, doing the same course.
We're
actually in exactly the same place.
We're doing the same course. We're going to the same
We're living
club.
The same We're- life. How are we in different places? There are a lot of tears in the conversation, even him as well.
Oh, of crocodile tears.
And he seemed very confused and upset. This conversation went on for over an hour until we both decided we should go back to our accommodation. And it was four in the morning.
Yeah, and it's cold and it's wet. And
you're going to wake up feeling so rough, you know, and emotionally exhausted. When I got back, he was texting me and mentioned again that he would like to see me the next day for a coffee.
The next day, let me recover.
It was the next morning and I had a huge anxiety as I felt so guilty for crying to him. So I texted him and apologized, which I know I shouldn't have done.
Don't apologize.
But he said it's all okay, but it's best that we don't talk.
Oh, this guy thinks he can say and do whatever he pleases, doesn't he? I thought we were grabbing this coffee.
Yeah.
And now you don't want us to talk. Oh, for God's sake, just rip my heart out.
Just burn it, why don't you? I find this so odd, as he had spent all night with me, kept saying we should go for coffee. Maybe he was just drunk and didn't like seeing me upset, but it still left me extremely confused. Mm. Fast forward another 2 weeks, and luckily I had little interaction with him.
Thank God.
If we saw each other in lectures, we would smile, but no conversations, no talking. I should also point out that since that, a couple of days after Chaotic Wednesday night, he had unfollowed me on Instagram and removed me off Snapchat.
Oh.
This happened yesterday. I was out. He was at the same club as me again. I saw him at the bar, drunk me, thought I should go over and speak to him. We were having a nice conversation. He kept asking me how I'm doing, if I'm okay.
But again,
kiss me on the forehead. The whole conversation, his hand was on my waist. Luckily after that, I did not see him for the rest of the night, but this again left me confused.
Yeah.
He's so friendly to me in person, but so cold the few times we've spoken on text since the breakup. Maybe it's harder for him to say no to me, speaking to him when he sees me in person. I should also say that whenever I see his flatmates, they always say how much they miss me. Oh, that's cruel and that's stupid of them as well. That's not fair. And they always say they are there for me whenever I need, which I do really appreciate.
Yeah.
So what on earth is going on? The fact that we are at the same uni is making it so hard to get over with him. To get over him. Mm. I clearly see him everywhere. I still have so much love for him. My feelings for him are all still very much there. I am doing better now and have accepted the fact that he does not want to get back together. But these events and interactions with him just keep leaving me so confused. Mm. They're stopping you from moving on. They keep dragging
you in. He knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. Like,
I should also point out that he seems to be unaffected by the breakup, which is hard to see considering we've been together for so long.
Mm.
He went, you know, from being apparently absolutely in love with me and saying he could never live without me to essentially now being strangers. Yes, yeah. A lot to process, definitely. But I do get that boys go through breakups differently. Is he just messing with my feelings? We were each other's first proper relationship, which is why I'm finding it so hard.
This is the first big breakup.
Like, he has forgotten all about me. Any advice would be appreciated. She's just very confused.
Right.
And right, what right, do we right. say about being confused? It means it's not right. You shouldn't be confused.
Right. At the end of the day, this man has decided not to be with you and has shown you that on multiple occasions. So we take that information and we get
angry.
Yes, get angry.
You
okay.
need to get okay. into anger mode.
So fuck you then.
Yeah.
This is the attitude. Okay, yeah, fuck you.
Fuck
like,
you.
Don't come over here. No. I don't want to speak to you. Please. No.
You're boring.
We need to get like
You're
that.
You're so boring.
We need to get like that. Like, I've heard it all before. Okay, bullshit.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I don't want to be with some... Why are we going to yearn and crave someone who doesn't want to be with us? Why?
Doesn't make sense. No.
He is quite happy to see you cry, break down, you know, sobbing... And then he's doing nothing about it. Right? Someone who loved
just
you.
Just sweet nothings on nights out.
He's all coffee.
And then probably...
Best we don't talk.
Best I'm going to block you actually and follow you. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay then. Fuck you.
Mm.
Right?
First breakup is one of the hardest because you've never gone through this before.
Especially when it wasn't your decision. Not your decision.
Yeah. It came out of the blue. Like, you feel like you're never going to get over it. You think you're always going to be upset. And that is so normal.
Yeah.
But you really, really won't be. And there's no magic fix for a breakup.
This is not the guy for you.
It's not always a quick fix. But time, I know it's so boring and everyone says it, but time really, really helps. And so does distance. And I think when you see him on nights out, because you're going to see him on nights out.
Be strict.
Be strong.
strong and strict.
And
angry
don't
as well.
Engage. Like, don't engage with him. Don't play into him. Because I think he kind of likes it. Like, seeing you
I
cry.
I think he does.
Because he's like, oh, you still have so much feelings for me, blah, blah, blah. Like,
it's like a power thing. It's
you
like,
need to get into that angry phase yeah. where it's like, you've done this to me. You don't want to be with
fuck
me.
You.
You've left me crying. You've given me false hope. Like,
quite simply, fuck you.
You've yeah. treated me terribly. You need to get into, like, when you see him on nights out, you give yourself a pep talk before you go, right, saying, right.
And your friends.
And your friends.
We need that
saying,
energy.
Girls, this is what we need tonight.
We need the strength from the group.
Yeah, like, you're not being left on your own in no smoking so areas for this guy to come up to you.
We need him to think that I can't approach them at all.
Unapproachable.
I can't approach her.
We are unapproachable.
We need the friends on it. Ooh. You know, like, if this was Sophia's ex, I'd go, ooh. I'd let him know straight away. Don't you fucking dare. Fucking glance over in this direction. You see me here, mate.
One more step.
You know, it's very clear.
It's very clear.
This is a no-go zone.
This is a hostile environment.
Hostile.
You are not welcome here.
Not welcome. Quite simply.
And that's the end of it.
Yeah. And like,
and it will get so much better and you will feel better and you will look back one day and think, yeah, he was a fucking prick.
Twat.
But I get it that you're just not there yet and no one expects you to be. But time and distance and reminding yourself, yeah, like you don't want to be with me.
You're not the one for me.
No, you're not the one for me.
You're quite
like,
simply
I'm now
not.
One step closer to finding the right person
exactly.
because I was clearly on the wrong path with
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Exactly. That was the wrong path. And yeah. just remain strong, angry, strict with yourself. It's quite good that you're not on social media now with each other.
It is good.
We don't want to be stalking him.
No.
We don't want to be looking at old pics.
No.
None of that. You know.
We don't want to get back together with him.
We don't
Look
want
what
that.
He's done to you the Look, past month. It's been terrible.
You're not meant to be in tears every
confused.
Week. And confused. And the person who wants to be with you is not going to make you feel like that.
No. And don't try and like give him, you know, make excuses for him. Like, oh, maybe he's confused. Maybe he wants to get back
yeah.
together. Like, don't
because if
give
he,
him that.
If he cared for you, as he said, you'd be together. Because he would care for you so much that he couldn't lose you.
Yeah.
You'd be engaged. You'd be together. You'd be pregnant with his babies.
With his five kids.
Yeah. Like, it's get angry. Fuck you. How dare you treat me like this?
Time for a glow up.
Look what you've lost, you prick.
You are going to choke when you see what you missed out on.
There we go. You are going to choke when you see what you missed out on. Exactly that.
The end.
The end. Anger.
And then he's going to see you walking with your new
and
gorgeous
you are
boyfriend.
So unapproachable.
And you're going to be in the club with this big hunky guy.
Oh,
and
hunky
he's going to think, holy shit.
Holy
and, he's
shit.
Gonna, and he's not even going to try and come over to you because this new boyfriend of yours is going to give him the fucking evils.
Because the way you've leveled up.
And he's going to say, this is my girl. Get away.
And then for the end, until the end of time, he will say to his mates how he had the most gorgeous, special girl, but
what
I lost her, mate.
On.
I lost her, mate.
I lost her, mate. I was a stupid young kid.
You know,
I'd
never
kid.
Be able to get a girl as good as that again. I lost her, mate. I was silly. It was when I was 22. I was silly.
And you'll just be with the most amazing
and
guy.
And he'll be showing pictures of you now with like your gorgeous family. And he'll be like, I lost her, mate. Best thing that ever happened to me. Biggest regret of my life.
The end.
The end. What a gorgeous story to tell.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Guys.
now this is
we've never had this before.
So we've got the topic of tickles. Do you like tickles?
No.
We're ticklish over here, aren't
we're
we?
We're ticklish, yeah.
I can't even enjoy a playful tickle.
No, I don't
know. It's physical pain.
Physical pain.
It's physical pain. It's like, actually, get the fuck up! You know, it's like, I'm laughing for one moment, but then it's actually, get the fucking stop.
Stop it now.
Yeah, it could get angry if it crosses a line.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the bottom of the feet, you know. The neck, very sensitive.
The stomach area.
Oh, so we've got my boyfriend tickles his friends, quite simply. ? So this is confusing to our Helen here. Mm. She's not sure about it.
What's going on here?
So my boyfriend tickles his friends. It's a question. My boyfriend tickles his friends? Let's unpack this.
Please continue.
Hi, girls. Long time listener here. And as everyone always says, a tale
never thought I'd be writing it.
Tale as old as time. I never thought I'd be writing in.
Song as old as rhyme.
I never thought I'd be writing in. I've been with my boyfriend, let's call him Brian, for almost 7 years now.
Fuck off.
He is 23. I am 22. How old were we? Fucking 10 years old?
Let me do some maths. This could take me a while.
Sophia's got the B in maths GCSE. Let's take it away.
Didn't you get a B as well?
I got a C.
Yeah, but I had to retake it.
Yeah, I said I'm not retaking it. Thank you.
I had to retake it.
I think you can really go for the B. For what? Susan?
So we can do this real
so
quick.
I can do this all over again for a whole year. Absolutely not.
22 minus 7. Oh, my brain just goes into scramble. It's like the clock. It's like the watch all over again.
Let's count it together. 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15 years old. Okay.
Wow.
I graduated from uni 2 years ago. Well, Brian started uni the year I graduated. Okay.
Ah, okay. So he had a gap year or okay. Was he younger
yeah,
than you?
Yeah, maybe he tried, maybe he took a apprenticeship path, didn't like it.
Yeah.
I have a full-time job and Brian is in his second year at uni, living in a shared house with some new friends.
Hmm.
These friends aren't female, are they?
No!
I don't know! I was thinking it was man on man tickles.
Me too.
I think it might be man on girl no. tickles. I don't know.
Man and woman tickle. Adam and Eve. Oh no.
No.
Surely not.
No.
That's really
fucking
weird. Person
should have to witness their boyfriend tickling another woman.
No. Unless it's a sister. Even then.
Even then.
I'm picturing like a younger sister who's like 4. Like a cute kid.
A child.
Yeah. A child in the family.
Yes. Okay, I'm not sure though. That's just where my mind's gone. I just hadn't explored that. We hadn't explored that, had we?
No. Tickles. Okay. It's giving... Oh, no. Okay. No.
This evening. Well, it's flirty, Sophia.
It's weird.
It's weird. Right. This evening, I was trying to FaceTime Brian and he wasn't answering. This is not
too
usual.
Busy in a tickle fight.
No, please. Sorry. I'm out of breath.
Sorry.
Please shut the fuck up.
I was in a big tickle fight.
Big tickle fight. Helen won't give it a rip, but stop it. Fuck.
What the fuck?
What?
You're a fucking
my
win.
Actual.
Oh my god.
Would come out of my
I'd
ass.
Say, what? No way.
But he's normalizing it so much, you have to.
Sorry.
just like beats a sweat.
Being the biggest tickle fight with the girls.
What?
What does that mean?
That's unrespondable.
What does that mean?
What do you say to that? That's just, so we're not sure if it's females yet. So this is not usual for him to not answer Helen's calls. I wondered if he was okay. So I sent a text. Oh my God, please. I need to compose myself. Shortly after, he replied with, hang on. Then he eventually called me back. I was breathing heavily. I'm sorry, we've not read this before that. We didn't know. She said, called her back. I was breathing heavily. Are you all right? Fucking compose yourself. Compose yourself.
No way.
Okay.
Let me just catch my breath.
Me too. Right.
What?
Is he said, hang on. So he's like, hang on.
Hang on.
Not appropriate. So he called me
There's
back.
There's no way.
And he was breathing heavily as if he'd just been running or something.
Sweating.
I asked him how he was. And the usual questions. And through his answers, he was still panting.
Oh my God.
God.
Yeah. Okay.
This is not normal. Goodness me.
Oh my God.
Right, he was still panting. I felt that this meant that he clearly wanted me to ask him what he was doing. Well, yeah. It's like, you're not trying to hide it, are you, mate? Are you all right?
Do you need some water? Take a breath.
You should get some water. So I felt that this meant he clearly wanted me to ask what he'd been up to. As I won't lie, it was a little bit dramatic. But I replied... Okay, Brian replied and said I was just tickling Steve.
So that was Steve.
Okay, so it was a man.
Okay, it's a man. Okay, this is positive.
This is positive. I was just tickling Steve.
He's a little rascal.
Come here. Steve is one of Brian's housemates. As I'm sure others might be, I was too stunned to speak. Confused, weirded out. I said, huh, what do you mean? You were tickling Steve. He went on to tell me that he'd been tickling his feet to make him laugh. Why is he panting so much?
Wrestling him, trying to strap him down.
Pinning him down.
Pinning him down.
Pinning that big muscular Steve down on the ground.
What?
What? I thought, who the fuck tickles their 20-year-old housemate? We are usually fantastic at communicating on our relationship. Nothing is off the cards, and we always promise to listen to anything the other has to share. So, confidently, I admitted that this made me feel uncomfortable. Mm. Instantly, I was met with defense. Just because you don't do that with your friends doesn't mean it's weird.
Okay.
Okay, right. Okay.
So you've gone, that's weird.
What the fuck, Brian? Are you all right? Just because you don't do that with your friends doesn't mean it's weird, Helen. Fucking hell, defensive.
Okay.
Ask anyone else. I bet they tickle their friends. We're going to have to do a poll.
Do you tickle your friends?
We're going to have to do a poll.
I don't tickle my friends. Do you tickle your friends?
Do I fuck? Don't touch you at all.
Lucy, do you tickle your friends? Well, that's 3 out of 3 here that don't tickle their friends.
So 3 out of 3 people do not tickle their friends. Ask anyone else, I bet they tickle their friends. Then I asked him if he tickles his girl housemate. The plot thickens. He very strongly said, take a 50-50 guess what he's just said.
He said yes.
He said yes. He very strongly said yes. That is so... Surely not. This made me even more uncomfortable. I told him that I was going to have to go because the conversation was making me feel upset and I needed some time to think before I jumped the gun.
Mm.
Again, defensively, Brian said, so you're just going to go and not talk to me? And so on. Skip forward. We've now said bye and I didn't get a I love you. This never happens either.
This all happened last night.
Do God. You think
turbulent Tuesday?
Do you think it's weird to tickle your friends? I don't think I've ever even thought about doing that. It seems quite intimate to me. Mm. Tickling on the feet or the waist.
Seems
like something we do in a couple, not to your adult uni housemates. Please help. I don't know what to think of this. Am I just being too sensitive or do other people think this is weird too? Look forward to hearing your thoughts.
I think it's weird.
From a very confused, weirded out Helen.
I think it's weird.
I think it's weird.
I think it's weird.
If Sophia came to me and said her boyfriend was tickling his mates who were female and male alike, Are you okay with that?
Chintzy gets a new boyfriend. Yeah, there you go. Nice to meet you. Tickle, 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 tickle.
He goes,
Sophia, the pleasure's all mine.
He goes, she's a bit fucking strange, isn't she?
What was the tickling about?
Yeah. But I don't know any, I don't have any friends or...
If you have that level of relationship,
significant other. I think in a relationship, tickling, yeah, I get that.
It's flirty.
It can be flirty. It can be play fighty. It can be, I understand that.
It's like banterous. It's like,
yeah.
Stop it.
Stop. I get that.
Yeah.
But tickling his guy friends, okay. If you want to do that, I don't know. But tickling his female friends especially, I just think you're crossing a physical boundary. I don't know, it's weird.
It's quite simply just weird. And we think it's weird.
Yeah, was your question. Do you think it's weird?
I think you're within your rights to be like, it's making you feel uncomfortable. It make me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because I think, well, I don't have that level of intimacy with my friends.
No,
my other guy friends or female friends alike. So
no. Wouldn't be even cross my mind to do that.
I wouldn't even want to touch a guy friend like that.
No.
Because it
not
it,
in that
it's
way. Like hi, hug, hello, it's friends, whatever. But tickling feet and tickling...
It's just
waist
not appropriate
necks,
to us, right?
Wouldn't even cross my
waist,
mind.
Feet, neck, sides of the... it's all very intimate.
Yes.
We're going to have to do a poll next week.
We're going to have to. But we all think it's weird in the studio today.
And then the problem is that he's getting defensive. They're saying, ask anyone else. I'm sure
they'll
tickle their mates.
Brian, stop it, please.
Yeah, I think just say it makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't know what...
See, I've asked around. I've done some research. Done some market research.
I've asked around.
And 3 out of 3 people do not tickle
their
friends.
There you go. There's your market research. 3 out of 3 people that I know do not tickle their friends.
The end.
Male and female.
The end.
The end.
Just say it makes me feel weird. And it come
just
on.
Just say it's crossing an intimate boundary. You know, fair enough with the, okay, Steve, if you guys want to get up in each other's smelly feet, then please be my guest. It's the panting for me.
Yeah, you must have been going for it.
It's the panting for me. That's physical.
This is something that this is going to give you the ick big time.
Yeah, this is giving me heebies.
This is ick worthy.
This is heebie-jeebies.
Heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. This is heebie-jeebies. The female, the girls, but also just picturing the girls tickling him. That's... not appropriate.
No, it's very close.
It's heavy breathing. It's
close.
Giggling.
It could lead to a passionate snog.
It could lead to a passionate snog. It could lead to being chucked on the bed, pinned down. Then let your imagination run wild. Right?
Right.
Not appropriate.
Not appropriate from us.
Not approved by us.
Not approved by me. Okay, next dilemma we have. My gym crush is my ex-boyfriend. Back to the exes we go.
Kisses to my exes who don't give a shit about me.
Here's my dilemma. For context, I have an extremely stressful job. So one way to relieve some of the stress is going to the gym.
Absolutely.
I love the gym. It's really changed my mental state for the better when I go. Oh, she's got a boyfriend.
Okay.
I have been with my boyfriend, let's call him Brian, for 5 years.
Okay.
We've had such an amazing time together and have a great group of friends. But in the past few months, things have been really hard. We've been fighting, arguing, and just not really getting along over small and insignificant details. My escape from this is going to the gym on my own and just working out.
Yeah.
Recently, when I've been at the gym, I see my eye wandering to another, let's call him Steve. Steve is my ex from 7 years ago.
Wow, you read that like you were telling a murder mystery novel. Steve was my ex.
Build the suspense.
Absolutely.
And things ended strangely, never really having closure for this relationship. Yeah.
Okay. And listen, he's looking
This has
good.
Got all the ingredients.
The ingredients
for the perfect recipe.
Right now, we're not doing too well in our current relationship.
We've been with him for 5 years.
Yeah.
It's very, very comfortable.
It's stale. My ex, you know, we
Seven
never,
years ago.
Never closed. He's looking amazing.
Mm.
We're grown now.
Yeah.
This is
thinking
this
of
is
all
how,
the good
this,
times.
I mean, this is how affairs start.
This is how it happens. Okay, so you're seeing Steve at the gym. Seeing him has brought up some old feelings, and now I find myself thinking about Steve a lot. Steve blocked me on social media when we broke up, and yep. we've not had contact since. Mm. I've smiled a few times at him, but I can't help watching him when he's working out. The more I think about it, the more I realize I might be crushing on my ex, Steve, and really don't know what to do. The gym is my safe space, and now it feels like stress is building up as I can't help but think of Steve. You know, is he going to be there? What am I wearing at the gym? You know, how do I look?
Right.
How guilty I feel for thinking this while I'm still with Brian. I guess my question is this just a crush? Will I get over it? Should I keep things going with Brian when they are good? We're really happy. But just recently, the arguments have been getting too much at times. I've wanted to reach out to Steve and say hello, but is this breaking a boundary? This is me and Brian. You guys.
Oh, you guys.
Hang on. This is Steve. Look kind of different to your boyfriend,
actually.
Yeah,
let me see that again, sorry.
Different hair colors.
So we've got Brian.
Oh no, there is a sim. I see. Yeah, this is Brian. And this is Steve.
Okay. All right, Susie.
Okay.
So they are. I think they do look different.
They do look different. There's a different
we've got
type.
A blonde and a brunette, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Okay. So
let's break this down.
Let's break this down. Let's unpack. So if anyone was just to see their ex at the gym, and because you would like look at them, you just kind of keep an eye on them, watching them. It's curiosity, right? Maybe,
yeah.
Like I don't know. It's like, oh, I'm going to keep an eye on you. What are you doing? It's like you kind of want to watch them, but you wish they.
You're very aware that they're there.
You're just aware that they're there. But now you're concerned that, okay, it's crossing that line of like, actually now I want to reach out.
Bit of a gym crush on Steve.
Yeah. You're thinking about him.
Can I say hello?
It's going into your dreams. You're dreaming about him. What am I wearing
a cute
today?
Workout set on in case he's there.
You want to look cute. You're kind of not really bothered about what's going on at home because you've just focused on the gym and
the
like
gym
seeing
crush.
Steve. So it does. So what does this mean, Sophia?
I feel like maybe this is all just because you and Brian are in a bit of a rough patch.
Yes.
I don't actually think this means that your relationship is doomed or it needs to end
potentially
or whatever.
Over now.
I just think that you guys have been together for 5 years. You're going to go through different phases.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go through phases where tensions are high. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're getting on each other's nerves a bit more than usual. Mm-hmm. But as long as it passes, I don't know. I think that's expected. Like 5 years, if you were in stressful jobs, you know, I don't think it means you need to break up if you're getting on each other's nerves a bit. I think that's fairly normal. Don't get me wrong, it shouldn't be like that all the time, but I think if this is just a bit of a phase that you guys are in and you're aware of it, I think it would probably pass.
Yeah, I think you and Brian need to reconnect.
Yeah.
If Brian's important to you and that relationship is important to you, you need to set your sights on what is going on.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steve.
Let's pull back in.
Let's just regroup.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm being a bit silly. Forget about Steve.
Mm.
I want to make sure, I want to get my relationship with Brian back on track.
Back on track.
Let's just figure this out.
We've been a bit distant.
We've been a bit distant for a while, but enough of that now.
Yeah, let's reconnect.
Let's silly. Let's reconnect.
It's Friday night.
Yeah.
Let's make dinner together. Let's watch a film together.
Let's talk it out without arguing.
Let's go to the gym together Saturday morning, you know?
Let's nip this in the bud.
Yeah.
Because the moment we message Steve, now we're in dodgy territory.
Yeah.
If Brian ever saw that, it's verging on cheating.
Mm-hmm.
It's what are your intentions there?
Why are you messaging
Why
your ex?
Why are you messaging your ex? Oh, so you've been seeing him at the gym. Okay.
It's not good. Doesn't look good.
Once we do that, I think then
there's no going back.
We've got a problem here.
Yeah.
But if Brian is important to you and you feel like, and you want to reconnect, you want to make it work, let's set our sights on that and forget about Steve for a bit.
I think so.
Can we just avoid him for a bit? Can we go at some different times?
Yeah, like what time is
he
going?
Can we just miss him by an hour? You know, can we just actively think, no, I need to just not be thinking about that right now. He's irrelevant. That was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Right now I'm in love. I've been with my Brian for five years. Let me try. Let's regroup.
This is an important relationship.
This is important. I'm not about to throw this away. I'm going to try my best. If it's not meant to be, after we've tried to regroup and work it out, then I can move forth differently and make some decisions if I have to.
But you're not there yet.
But we're not there yet. Yeah, I think just try and, you and Brian need to try and work through this dodgy patch.
Yeah, because
it can't
just
go
get,
on forever.
And also, like, I think, you know, time of year, summer's coming up.
Yes.
You guys might plan a nice couple's holiday and it's something to look forward to. Like, you know, it's coming into a good time, summer, fun plans.
Oh,
like, if you guys have both got stressful jobs, sometimes you come home and you're not in the bed, you know, it's not all happy clappy. Like, I think for a lot, that's just real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're both making the choice, look, we've been at each other's throats a bit recently.
Yeah. Let's just...
It's no one's fault. It's just the mood we've been in.
Yeah.
Let's just start from fresh. Tomorrow's a new day. Let's try and...
Let each other know you're my priority. Yeah, you're my priority too. Okay, let's put it behind
being
us.
Being silly.
Let's being silly. I'm sorry, I've been a bit
snappy.
It's not
tit for tat.
I've been a bit snappy.
You've been pissing me the fuck
off. Yeah, you've been a twat, but it's fine.
Let's just move on.
Because I love you and I don't want us to be in this space.
Yeah.
Because listen, I was going to cheat on you last week.
BT dubs.
By the way.
Yeah, I think Steve just looks way more appealing right now because of...
Because it's exciting. It's like
you're reminiscing.
You're reminiscing on the good times.
There's that lust.
It's like lust and the unknown. And what is a crush? A lack of information.
Exactly that.
Right? You know everything you need to know about Brian. You can make a well-informed decision whether you want to be with him or not based on you know everything about him.
Yeah.
Whereas Steve, we don't know. It's been 7 years. We don't know nothing about this guy.
No.
All we're remembering is those fun times we had when we were 19.
Yeah.
That's not his current reality. It's very different. You can't compare the two.
No.
It's like, because you might get to know Steve for a couple of years and think,
what the fuck is this? Yeah.
Who the hell is this?
Literally 2 days.
Yeah.
You could be like, oh my God.
Yeah. And then you burst that bubble of like lust and,
and
like yearning and like, what could it be like?
Because right now, this is all your imagination.
Exactly.
Not actually
exactly.
reality.
Exactly. So, Helen here. We don't want the same wedding. So that's where we're going to have to compromise. Unless it's quite simply, he wants winter, I want summer. Well, then we compromise. It's spring. Autumn.
Yeah. Or is it, run away, elope, the two of us? Well, I want a 200 head wedding and a meal and
I quite simply want it in the registry office. Whereas he wants the jazz band.
Morning suits.
And plus ones. Oh my God. Plus ones. No plus ones at my wedding, I'm telling you all now.
No, if I don't know you, you're not coming. Sorry.
If I don't have a relationship with you.
Can I bring my new girlfriend? No, sorry.
Can I
bring my new boyfriend? No, sorry. No, sorry.
No plus ones at my wedding. I can't look out and see a sea of strangers.
No, absolutely not.
Because I'm already shitting myself. It's my wedding day. And now I've got a...
Strangers?
Strangers. Not in my reality.
No.
But if anyone wants to invite me as a plus one, I will happily go.
Yeah.
I'm a safe plus one goer.
I'm a very safe plus one.
Yeah.
I've been a plus one.
Yeah. There she goes. She's a veteran.
I've done this.
Yeah.
So and I'm a good time.
I will happily be a plus one. Not at mine.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. But that's why I feel bad being a plus one.
Me too.
Because it's like, do you want me here?
Do you want me here?
Oh, you don't want me here. I better leave.
You don't want me here.
I don't want to go. I feel bad.
I know.
That's how I would feel.
But you've been invited.
Yeah.
Because also I guess it's like, say if you're inviting, let's say you're inviting a guy to your wedding who you give them a plus one because it's like, I want you to come, but I want you to have a great time and enjoy this day. And like, you're going to have an even better time if you've got like your new girlfriends here.
Is that what it is?
You want your guests to have a good time, don't you, I guess?
To have a good time, yeah.
You don't want your guests to be like, oh, I'm kind of showing up on my own. I don't know. I guess that's why it's a very generous thing to offer.
Very generous.
A plus one. It's very generous.
Thank you.
We've just always been like, God,
but then maybe we'll mature and
we probably
and we'll mellow.
We probably will.
Maybe we'll grow and mellow.
We don't know what we're talking about.
But I, it's just a stranger. I just don't think I want to see strangers.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. So you guys want very different weddings.
So you guys want different things. Hi, girls. Me again, she says.
Me again. Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Okay,
hello,
Helen.
Me. It's me again.
Okay. I'm recently engaged to my bride of 7 years.
Congratulations. Wow.
Woohoo.
Woo.
And of course, we've begun discussing planning our wedding for 2026.
Brilliant. Lots of time on our hands.
Yeah, because it's two-year lead time, is it
not? Yeah, we don't need to rush. Lots to do.
How on earth do you decide what you want, what dress you want to wear? I don't know.
However,
already we cannot agree on the kind of day we both want. Brian is such an extrovert. Okay. He is a much bigger social circle, much more connected with extended family, enjoys going out, parties, etc.
I know exactly the kind of
larger
guy
than
he is.
Life, Brian. Yes. That note.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, so I'm understanding. Whereas I am much more of an introvert, have a very small, close-knit circle of friends, closer immediate family, and would prefer an intimate ceremony and reception.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
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 How do we...
What are we doing here?
I would say, right, it's just the immediate family.
No compromise.
Oh, I guess that's me not compromising, isn't it? Yes, yes. I can't help but feel like Brian sees it as a big party, whereas I see it as a ceremony to join our families.
Right.
I should also mention some of my partner's friends I don't get along with at all, and I don't talk to. He had a questionable past prior to meeting me.
You've put him on the straight and narrow.
Right. And you're thinking, these old mates are yours.
I don't fucking want them there.
Yeah, I don't fucking want them there.
You're picturing a lovely vibe and you're seeing them coming in and like a bull in a china shop.
Exactly. She said they drink a lot. Most take drugs and can be really rowdy and get into fights when drunk under the influence.
Oh my God.
Right, so you're thinking, this cannot have any part
happening
at my wedding.
My wedding day.
Something I do not want anywhere near my wedding family day. Brian has made lots of changes over the last 7 years together, which included cutting a lot of these toxic people out, and I adore the person he is now. We also have two baby girls.
Oh my goodness me! Congratulations, that's so nice. Aww. He's a dad.
Oh,
Brian's
Daddy.
A dad.
Mummy and Daddy. Who will be 5 and 2 at the time.
Wow.
Oh my God, you've just had the baby.
Congratulations.
Oh my God.
Oh, I just run away, the four of you, with your mum and dad.
And siblings and just mum and dads and grandparents.
And put a little bow on it.
So at the time
I get the girls in white too.
So of course I will not have that behavior around them.
Of course.
That's quite simply.
You're a mother of two.
Brian, come on.
Come on, we're not having, you know,
this is not a drug,
substances.
This is not a drug infested.
We're not at a festival here.
No.
We're at a wedding, okay? And we're a family. You're a father.
We're not at a festival here.
Mm-hmm.
We're at a wedding.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
This is a family occasion.
It is.
I'm a mother of two.
This
two
is not
girls.
A rave.
This is not a rave.
This is not a rave.
Yes.
I want jazz.
I want the jazz quartet. The string quartet and the jazz
string,
band.
I want the harpist. That's what I want. He said, is it, who said that they had like a child on the harp at their wedding?
I don't know who said that.
We had a child on a harp. Playing the harp. Like a little child.
How do they reach? They're so big. So many strings.
I don't know where I've seen that. He said he 100% wants those friends there.
Oh, God, really?
And I've said no. Because of the worry about drugs and fighting. And that is very valid.
Very valid.
Don't be selfish. It's our children. But his point of view is that they're his longest friends. So wants them there, but can't control what they do. So you're basically saying that, yeah, we might have some fists and some substances, but I can't control it. Well, you can control it by not inviting them.
But he's saying they're my longest friends.
I genuinely do think that them being there will ruin our day.
Oh, bless you.
And leave me constantly anxious that something will happen to ruin it.
Oh.
I don't know how to approach this, and I honestly can't see how it'll be resolved without me just having to give in and let them be invited. Am I being unreasonable asking for these 15-ish people not to be invited and to just keep it family and closest friends? And what the hell do I do when he says no, he wants them there? From a very stressed girl.
Oh, this is really tough.
This is actually really stressful.
Because the only conclusion, the only solution is someone's going to have to back down.
Someone's going to have to back down.
What else? This is really hard.
Because we can't just invite like...
Can't just invite some of them.
Yeah, it's like they are a package deal, right?
Yeah, they're
and
a group
they come
deal.
With the potentialness of ruining your day and making you anxious. It'd be great if Brian could say, "Look, I'm going to talk to them, and I'm just going to let them know, look, lads, I've got the kids coming, we've got the cousins and the other nieces and nephews. It's going to be a lot of 5-year-olds running about. You know, can we just keep it?" On lock.
Just you're going to have it. Your stag.
Yeah.
Go crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, can we just, boys, can we, you know, and we'll go out in a couple of months and we'll
after the honeymoon.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what you're supposed to do here.
Unless he can understand how much it's going to affect you and your day. And he's thinking, okay, let's keep it small. I'll let them know. We'll keep it small. I do think, I know you don't want to even compromise on this, but it would be good if you can at least talk to them and let them know, please, guys, let's just keep it. It's family. It's a family thing. Like, can we just remain composed for a couple of hours, guys?
I think they would. I don't know.
And I would like to think that they would respect Brian and go, of course, mate, of course. It's your big
day. It's your wedding day.
Like, we love the Helen. Kids are there. She's a great girl. You know, we're so happy for you. The kids are there. Of course, like, we're not going to do that. Thank you, guys. Go report back. Look, they're going to keep it on lock.
That's a good scenario.
That's a good, but I don't. But he's kind of said, I can't control them, Helen. I can't control
boys
them.
Boys will be boys,
right? Well, the 35.
This is really. I'm not.
Yeah,
I don't really know what you're going to do here.
Or the wedding's off. The wedding's off.
Fine, we won't get married.
Fine.
We'll go to a registry office and we'll sign the documents.
Yeah, let's just sign the documents. Get it done. It's a shame that
I think
because in this instance I'd want it to be just like, look, let's just caveat the family and a couple of friends, our closest friends.
Yeah,
then we haven't got any of that, because then what if they're like, can we have plus ones? Then we've got a group of 30. I've got a group of 30 of people,
whole classroom full of people.
Yeah. Year 5 classroom full of people that are unpredictable.
But this is the guy you're marrying, you know he's an extrovert, he's got a lot of extended family, a lot of big friends, like he wants them there, and it's fair for him to have this.
It's
his wedding day too. You're just
not aligned right now, but look, we have got until 2026. There is time for these. I mean, there's not, because weddings are now, you have to plan a long time in advance, but we have some time.
Yeah, we have some time
to come to. I mean, what does your mum say?
I know.
Like, what are your friends, because they know
what, you guys.
And they know Brian. Like, I think the compromise could be get him to talk to them.
Give them evening invitations.
Give them evening invitations.
Can have like your whole day, the morning of your wedding, you're getting ready. Like, this is your day, your bridesmaids are there. You've got your maid of honor. You're getting all your glam on. You're having a glass of champagne. Mm-hmm. Then you're walking down the aisle. That is your wedding. You're saying your vows. Mm-hmm. Everyone's watching. The family's there. The girls
doesn't
are there.
She look gorgeous? Oh my gosh.
You know, it's
she look
photos, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Meal, lovely speeches. Ha 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 ha. Speeches, meals, all of that whole shebang. And then it's like, okay, let's clear the tables and let's get the music started. And then
cue the 15 boys.
And then you'll probably probably have, you know, a good half an hour of music and all that before any of them show up. And by you're in such a great mood, then you'll be so much more relaxed because the wedding is done. You've done it. You can celebrate. You'll be in a great mood. Some people will be leaving anyway, like the elderly, you know, members of that probably be signing out about now.
It's been a long day. They're long days.
Yeah, the grannies might be taking the kids home.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, look, I've had my bit. Brian, fucking let rip. bring him in. Let him come in. And that could be a compromise.
You know, we could get security on the door, make sure we search. So no substances are coming in, at least. Unless they've shoved them up their bums.
And that can be the compromise. Evening invites. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be there from what? Seven? Seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. And they can like, you. And then your boyfriend's like, woohoo, my mates are here. Let's go. I don't know. I don't know if that's realistic.
Or I do think that could, that I've been to weddings where we've showed up at like 9 o'clock.
Evening invites. Yeah.
And it's like, how's the day?
Yeah. Oh, you look gorgeous. Thank you.
Oh, you look gorgeous. Yeah. Or it's quite simply, sorry, it's my wedding. They shan't be coming. It's your wedding too.
It's your wedding too.
The kids. I'm sorry. I'm the kids. I'm thinking of the kids. My poor kids.
Your kids too. Don't forget.
Yeah.
These are our kids.
These are our children. They're not coming. Just put your foot down. I don't know. Hold tight.
What's he
going
to do at the end of the day?
What's he going to do?
It's your wedding. It's
your
day.
Wedding. He's already signed up to marriage. You've already got two kids. What's he going to do?
What's he going to do? Not show up?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Good riddance in that case.
Good riddance.
No.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Put your foot down.
Yeah, you can just put your... Sorry. Someone's going to have to...
Listen.
You could say it's a non-negotiable for me. I don't feel comfortable with him being there. Sorry. Not sorry.
One of us is going to have to compromise and unfortunately it's going to have to be you.
Yeah. Listen here, matey. I pushed those two kids through my vagina.
So true.
Do you know what I mean?
I made you a father.
You
don't
know,
forget
that. You
know,
the stuff I did for you, you sat back and relaxed as I was, you know, in pure agony. You know, pushing.
Dilating to 10 centimeters.
Your son's huge head through your two daughters' massive heads through my vagina. And you've got the cheek to say that these lads are coming to my wedding, bringing drugs and all sorts. Absolutely not.
You've got a couple options there. Good luck.
Yep.
Keep us posted how that goes. Please,
actually,
please do.
Keep us posted. I mean, let us know in 2026 how it goes.
We'll still be here.
Wow. I mean, I wonder if we'll have any wedding politics.
Oh, God.
Oh, I just want it to go so swimmingly. Like,
It just feels like it's just so such a daunting thing. God. I'm not ready for that. Sounds like a lot of planning, a lot of politics.
It's just the people for me. That's what stresses me out the most. It's the people.
Is it? I'm not so worried about the people.
Well, yeah, but they need a plus one. Oh my God. And then I'd be stressed about who these plus ones are. And honestly, that's going to make me spiral the plus one, I swear.
It's going to be, I don't want them, but I feel like I've got to. And
but then it's about being... sticking with your gut. No, I don't want them there. They're not. It's my day. I'm spending X amount on this wedding.
Crazy. Good luck out there to all the weddingers out there.
One thing I am going to have is always like a pasta bar.
Yeah.
Like a gorgeous fresh pasta.
Definitely.
Thing. Maybe that's
people
like
people just want to be fed.
Oh, right?
Pasta and pizza bar for sure.
For sure.
Everyone
I just
loves
want to
it.
Be fed.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. Happy Wednesday. If you would like an extra episode of the podcast every single week, you can get it over on Patreon. We have brand new episodes on there every single Monday.
We do indeed.
And you can email your dilemmas to hello@theghostbathroom.com.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok and everywhere. And on YouTube, if you didn't know, you can watch us on the YouTubes.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.